Basket. Soy la Force. Translated by Aurelio Mezza. Carpo, metacarpo, falange, falangina, falangeta. Paper-like fingers. We recite all at once. 3 o'clock in the afternoon falls into the grandmother's basket, along with curled up sunbeams. The wicker lid tumbles down from the sheer hands into a mouthful of long-lasting hours. The basket hibernates. Under the sunset's rooftop, the unwoven bedroom cools down with me inside. I shiver and light up like an anxious match. Grandmother's song stops, and I am mercilessly drawn to the feverish bed. She stands up from her gray seat. By means of 2 shovels, she unearths something, creeping it out of the house shadows. A clay pot, brimming in her bony hands. And that voice comes playing again to my ear, overshadowed by prayers in harvest times, while an alum stone begins to travel on my forehead. Moon infused with water, spread over this fire, grandmother recites on her own. Knots of spectral words flow asking me to be undone. Phalanges creak in the anatomical museum of the dead tongues. After memorizing my feet and taking away my fever, the alum stone dances and dissolves on a burning, rusted plate. With 2 voices, grandmother gathers infinite vocals, clicks her iron tongue on the roof of her mouth. And once again, I feel that relief when the alum flower removes the air from my ear, as the strand of time circles around my fingers. I leave the bedroom. I thread thick black wool with the words white bone. I recite with the basket open.